This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism, LWE, restricted the development in the affected areas. But now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from LWE yesterday, highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from LWE after 2014. Mr. Shah said, Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
After concluding yesterday's business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar on occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Located within the Mahavir Jain Aradhana Kendra campus, the museum features 7 distinct wings, each dedicated to unique aspects of India's civilizational traditions. The museum preserves and displays centuries-old rare relics, Jain artifacts and traditional heritage collections. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Vav Tharad. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi interacted with party workers in Puducherry under the Mera Booth Subsimas Booth program through the Namo app. Addressing booth-level workers, he emphasized that strengthening booths is the key to electoral success and called for coordinated efforts with NDA Alliance partners. He urged workers to convert their efforts into votes and ensure maximum turnout in favour of the NDA. Alleging that the Congress and DMK prioritise family interests, Mr. Modi said the NDA is committed to people-centric governance. Meanwhile, Congress leaders have criticised the double-engine government in Puducherry. Addressing a press conference, Karnataka Health Minister and senior Congress leader Dinesh Gundurao said the NRA Congress-BJP alliance has not succeeded in securing statehood or special status for the Union Territory. On the first day of nomination filing for the West Bengal Assembly elections, a total of 78 candidates submitted their papers across the state yesterday. Among prominent candidates, leaders of opposition, Suvendu Adhikari filed his nomination from the Nandigram constituency in Purba Medinipur district. He was accompanied by Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and former state BJP President Dilip Ghosh, along with other senior party leaders. The 7-day International Film Festival Delhi 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The closing ceremony of the festival was organized yesterday in the presence of Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Taranjit Singh Sandhu, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Tourism and Culture Minister Kapil Mishra. The week-long festival showcased more than 125 films from across the world. The Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission has announced the results of Provincial Civil Service 2024 examination. Out of the 932 selected candidates, 864, which is 92.7%, are from Uttar Pradesh, while 68, which is 7.3%, are from other states. Women account for 80% of the top 5 rank holders. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the nation, especially the Jain community, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. And that is the end of this news bulletin.